All right, good luck. We're in the middle of Sif Beis, Shin Mem Ches Sif Beis. Just to recap a drop, Sikkum of what happened last week, and I want to just revisit one or two things, but we mentioned last week that there was a Shaks Kasha of what's going on over here. The Mechabe seems to paskin that there's a lav of Lesig Neivu and Yechayv L'Shalem, and there's Ramon Evan Ezra who seems that it's only Alts Kiddush Hashem, where I'm to the Chiv HaShava, and we had a fish in the different Terutzim, the Nasivis, the Nadi Behuda, the Hafla. But I just want to make clear, because someone asked me this week, I just want to make clear that at the end of the day, even if there's no Chiv HaShav, Midarais, the Avadah is a Chiv HaShava Zazayim Midrabanan. The Ramad doesn't argue on that, that it's a Chiv HaShava Chach Midrabanan. Maybe it's a Chiv LaShalem Midrabanan, maybe it's a Chiv LaShava to return that very item, but the Ramad over here doesn't argue with the Makabu and this is a Chiv LaShalem. And even though the Ramad uses a Lashon over there, Mimnei Chilal Hashem, that means that Midrabanan, they made a Takana that you have to return it, Mimnei Chilal Hashem, Lamosha, to Sefta, the Tesefta and Baba Kama, the Goyim brings it down over here in Perek Yud, Allah Ches, the Tesefta Taka says, and it's also brought down in Agoyis Maimoni, the beginning Hilchas Gzeilo, it says, Agoyzul Lasanokri Chayiv Lahagzir. You have to give it back. It's a chiv. It's a tzefta. And then the tzefta continues. Choma geza anachim migezal Yisrael mimnei chilul Hashem. That's even worse. The choma geza anachim mimnei geza Yisrael because of chilul Hashem. But well, that's less mandapolik. It's a fusha tzefta. It's a chiv chazara when you steal from a guy. Tristan Ramon understood that it's only midrabanim mimnei chilul Hashem and kiddush Hashem. He understood it was the inyan of the rabbanon. It was a takana. That was the Yisayda Takana. It means you could have learned to this after maybe it's the Raisa and just it's Chomet Menei Chilal Hashem. The Ramah learned, no, the whole din of Chazar is Menei Chilal Hashem. So Zayin. But at the end of the day, Avadar is a Chiv Chazara, Hami is Midrabanan. Sorry? And Afil Lokish is Mekadesh, because the item belongs to you, because Midrabanan is not Mekhiv to return it. You're only Mekhiv to return it Midrabanan, and that's enough, because once you gave it to her, could be she's Bechal not Mekhiv to return it, some of the place comes over there. Because the Chiv Midrabanan was only on the Gazan himself, not on her. Well, we had the Afla. The Afla says you only have a Chiv Domim to return the underlying value of the item and not the item itself. But at the end of the day, there is a Chiv to give back to correct what was done. Either Chiv L'Shalom or Chiv HaShav. Okay, that's one Nakuda. Second Nakuda I want to is Rabbi Avram asked last week, who's Meir, that we had last week this Machlekes Shenim say that when you steal from a guy, you over lois a gnoivu, even if you steal from a guy. It's the same thing you steal from a yid to stealing from a guy. And the Achrayim learn, no, it's not also Leisig Noivu. The Achrayim learn, it's because the Gemara Bava Kama says, Al Tzvechishavim Kaneu, a different drasha. It's only in Achiv Asay, either from a Vechishavim Kaneu, or the another drasha was Vechaltas Amim. The Pasuk says, Vechaltas Amim, Hashem Melekecha, Nesel Lecha, and the Gemara Dashans, Vizman Shem Mesurim B'yotcha, you're allowed to, Vechaltas Amim, Veloi Bizman Shem Mesurim B'yotcha. But it's a nisa asay. It means makleikis. We show them all the rice outs of loisas elisig naivu, and the paiskim hold the lavush and the goy and the nasivis hold. It's only nisa asay, but it's also mederaisas. So Rav Ram is what it means. It means bezman that they were mesurim liyotcha. You were allowed to steal like that shita. If it's only outside that isa, so kumtais bezman shem mesurim liyotcha. You're not allowed to steal. So bezman abayis. I think that was your mantra. Bezman abayis. You're allowed to steal from them. So the ma'ase is, I looked into it, there's a rivet over there in Bava Kama, Kofi Gimon Beis, and the Yamshu Shleima, that they're both tight. When it says, Vizman Shmesun Liyotcha, doesn't mean that you have Shlita over them like Bizman Abayis. It means Bizman Shmesun Liyotcha, that Torah was Mitzavu you to kill them. It was Bizman HaMochama. Mochemis Mitzah, some even say Mochemis Rishus, but it was Mesun Liyotcha Min Adin, that Bizman HaMochama, you're allowed to kill them, but Mele Vachaltas Amim, you're allowed to take their money as well. But Stam, that is Bizman Abayis, let's say the Gov Yad Yisrael, but it's not Bizman HaMochama, no, then you would not be allowed to steal. You would still have the same Issa Derais of Echaltes Amim, but lo Bizman Sheinu Mesun Liyotcha. That's not considered Mesun Liyotcha just because you run Eretz Yisrael. Mesun Liyotcha means it's Bishas Mochama, and they are Mesun Liyotcha physically, that you're allowed to kill them. What's the Chiddush of it? If you're allowed to kill them, so some Achrenim is on it, Madach, you're allowed to kill them, Koshik, and you're allowed to take their money.
Always meant to free.
But maybe it wasn't b'tar yishlam mechama. It wasn't b'tar yishlam mechama. It's not like you're doing a it's just b'shas mechama that since them is only yotke, you're allowed to kill them. So in the mail, you're allowed to steal from them too. Lav dafke, you're doing a b'tar yishlam mechama. Okay, you have to know. L'mais is that's what the Ravid and Yamshe Shloime say. There's a makna in Evanez over there on that Ramon. Simchav Ches, the makna argues and he's mevun the Gemara. He brings a raya that it can't be like that. It has to be faket. If you when you b'shas mechama, the agaret, there's nothing to talk about in the whole. It's not b'shas mechama, and nevertheless, since you have shlita over them, then it will be mutter. So that whether you're allowed to do b'zman abayis is a machlekes, Rav and Yamshe Shloime on one side and the makna on the other. And there are others who go with the Yamshe Shloime shita, so it's not so partial. At least b'zman mechama, yes, then it would be mutter. Okay. So fine. So now, just to throw out another chakira. Another halacha lemaisa even is that we saw in Sif Aleph that there's a new issa called goynav amanas lemekad and goynav amanas leshalim tishlumi keifa. If you're stealing amanas to benefit the nigzal, it's still going to be also. And so too, if you steal just you're having a joke, goynav amanas lemekad, you want to have fun on yenam schesh and you want to be mitzarim, whatever it is, that's also an issa derais of leisig noivu. What happens if it's with a goy? Are you allowed to do goynav amanas lemekad or goynav amanas larviach to a goy or not? So if it's a kadesh liyagvan, what difference does it make? Good. So the takel. Yeah. So rather the minchas chinuch, rather in reish chav dalid in ois beis in the old minchas chinuch ois beis, takel sounds like what you're saying, that if it's out kadesh liyagvan, then should be no difference if you're stealing from a yid, stealing from a goy, there should be no difference. But I wanted to say lechayr should be tully on the makar ha'isa. If we learn that Genevis Akum is Asal Sleisig Noivu like the Rishainim, and from Leisig Noivu we learn out that Goynav Amnas Lamekad or Goynav Amnas Lasham Tashlim Kevel is also, so Lechayro, if that's what Leisig Noivu is telling us, and Leisig Noivu is even when you're stealing from a guy, then you should not be allowed to steal Amnas Lamekad or steal Amnas Larviak to a guy. But if the Makara Issa of stealing from a guy is learned down from Vachalta Zaham and Vachich Mekaneh from a different source entirely, so this new Chiddush of Goynav Amnas Lamekad, which was learned down Leisig Noivu, is not applicable to them. You have a Leisig Noivu, I'm not a maker, that's by a Yid. How do I know a guy? A guy is from Vachal Tazamim. From there, Vachal Tazamim, I don't see this extra Reboy, this extra Chiddush of even going to Manas Lamekad, even going to Manas Lasham Tashlum Mekaifel. So it would come out, I mean, it doesn't pass Kaifel by a guy, but we're going to Manas Laharviyak. So it should come out that like the Achrei, like the Paiskim will learn from the other Makar, it should be mutter to steal from a guy on Manas Lamekad. If you learn, I'll slay signoiva like the Rishonim, then it'll be awesome to do again.
Using the
Nesivus Esvar. That
one? Because he says that the Pasuk said by Yid, so you're saying it's said by Yid.
The goin of Amunat, that Leisig Noivu was, he holds even Vahesha was said, but.
But it's saying, don't pay kafel to a goy.
Right, I'm saying, so let's say you steal in a different way, you want to be Mahanahim, so you'll steal and you'll improve the property, like Eev did, right? He stole the sodas and he was Mashbiak the property. So if you want to do that to a goy, so if you learn to Leisig Noivu, it should be also. If you learn from Chaltas Amim, it should be Mota. Now, Grado, that's only about Amnas Lamekat. I rather think that if you're going to steal Amnas Lahaviak to a goy, you might have a different list of Leisig Honim, you can run into other issues of Maxik Yideh Veravera, you have other issues if that would be the motive. But at least Goynav Amnas Lamekad, you're trying to make a joke. So if it's by a guy, if it's learned down like Signaim Lakai, it should be also. If it's learned down from the other Makar, it should be Mutta. I saw a Betzalah Chokma in Chele Gimel, Simem Memches, he names on for Pashas, he says, Sai, if you learned out from here, Sai, if you learned out from there, it should be Mutta if you're doing it to a guy. This din, this new din of Amnas Lamekad was not said by a guy. I don't know where he knows it from.
You'll have to learn it out from someplace else. How
are
you
going to
hold Gamsil Kaneva if you steal from a
goy?
Because you're learning it from different place.
And it can maybe take a longer pass, right? Gamsil Kaneva maybe have different. Whatever, on every single halacha that comes from Leisig Noivu, that will not be applicable if you steal from a goy. I don't know what other halachas it might be, but whatever that might be, an economy. Because Leisig Noivu is limited to Israel, right? These are kind of hold that Leisig Noivu is limited to Israel, and they only know goy from somewhere else. So an economy. So if you only know somewhere else, you're not going to get it. Again, Avada Chilul Hashem, we have a problem, we have other issues, we're not, but as the etzim, the love, the rice of Leisig Noivu, you won't, like these places you will have, like those places you won't have.
One of the tweets in the Rav gave last week for Eev was that the drasha is an eshek, someone shaykh to a yid, not a goy.
That's shaykh to the yid who is oiva, the gan of yid. And Eve was a goy, so Eve is not into that pasuk. That's for sure. I'm talking about the other way, not whether the goy is allowed to steal a manas lameka. That taka, the Minchas Chinuch says, a goy is allowed to steal a manas lameka, because the goy's issa was not learned out from Leisig Noiva. So he is allowed to steal a manas lameka. That he names on. But I'm talking about stealing from a goy manas lameka. The other Minchas Chinuch names on the Lechay Alts Kadesh Liyagats Makakadets also. And you have a betelah kalkan names of a pashas, it's mutter, no matter what. And if you look over there, it's not clear why his rays are very shvach. Then he is daiti. And the chayit should be totally on what the makar is. If it's leisig neiva, it should be us. And if it's from other makar, it should be mutter. All right.
Layagas makak
is the Rambam's time with the crow, or I should say Hagdoris Akro. Why the Torah asked Gneva Manas Lameka is because Layagas makak. So if that's the case, it should be no difference whether you do it to a yid or to a guy.
Even if the makor is down, even if the makor is Losignova, it wouldn't make a difference.
If you learn that, like the Achreinim, that the goyim are not mechalek sindayva, even if the makor is like sindayva, the minchas chinuch wasn't mechalek because it's actually yagatz makar. Right. Fine. Then there's a tshuva, the geshmak tshuva is Torah Lashma, which is the Ben Ish Chai. He wrote a prolific writer, but one of his tshuvas is called Torah Lashma. I don't know the history, but something about to do, he had something with jail or something. He caused someone to go to jail. I don't know what it is. So he, secluded himself in jail for 7 years, and in there he wrote tshuvas called Torah Lashma. And he doesn't even sign it to the Ben Ishkai. He signs it, he made up a name, Yechezkel Kachli or something. I don't know what that name is. You open up to say everything is Yechezkel Kachli, and you want to know what's going on.
Wait.
Who?
Kachli, that's what happened to me.
Kach, yeah, but that's kach.
It's so it happened to me.
Yeah, no, but it's chav ches lamed yud. So, God, as I saw in Agdama, the Matfis wrote that the same gemachi Yechezkel Kachli is the same gemachi as Ben Ishkai's name. So that's where he was merames, that he's the author. I don't know, whatever. But the bottom line is, he has a chikavah shayla. He wants to know. The person wants to know is he's hiring a mesharis, a worker or a housekeeper, and he wants to test him out to see if he's a ganav or not. So he will conveniently leave money somewhere in the house open that the guy could see, and he'll pretend that he doesn't know, and he'll check to see if it was stolen or not. And this will see if he's a reliable worker or not. So he'll know, should he hire him or not? Should he keep him or not? And another mashal he had was, he's going to give money to the guy to send b'shlichus. He's going to say, here's $100, give it to Yankel. Do me a favor, just count it before you give it to Yankel. And he's going to bedavka send 110. And he's going to see at the end of the day what's going to happen with these $10. Is he going to give it to Yankel? Is he going to keep it himself? Is he going to return it? He'll check out mativa of this person. Is he allowed to do this thing? So the Torah Lishma writes, you're not allowed to do it. Lifnei Iva L'Sita Mikshol. You're putting him into a position. He was talking about a Yiddish Mesharis. You're setting him up. He's a Yid. He's setting him up to be Iva L'Signoiva, which is Issa Lav Deraisa. And by you doing it, it's Lifnei Iva L'Sita Mikshol. So Mameli, you can't do it.
How about
if I go? But if the Mesharis was a guy, the same thing. You're not allowed to do Lifneva to a guy either. So Elamai Zakdeh. What you'll do is you'll be makne the money to him, Shalei Midaita, Zakon Ladam Shalei Befonov, and then test him. And if he takes it, so he's taking his own money, what's the problem? He says, no, because it has that, the Gemara says that if you had a makshava for Basa Chazir, Olo Beyodo, Basa Ksheira, you still need a kapar. Like Hashem Eferah, by the Baal Eferah, Hashem Yisaklo, is because even though the Baal was made for her Nadarim, she thought she was being Ivanissa, she still needs a kapara. And Meila, on that, you also evil if naivel is eaten mixture, even on that. Where does he know this from? It's a Tyson. Tyson, because we discussed this in the past. Tyson in the Kedushin, I believe it's Laman Bezum and Aleph, it was somewhere around there, where he's testing his son to see if he's Bekas or not. He's going to rip it. No, it's not about that. He put it on the seam. At the end of the day, what I'm telling Lifnaiva fractosis, the son is not going to know that you are Moichel on your covet. And the son is going to be in chutzpedik to the father. Is going to be oyve kibet av ve'aim. So even though you are meichel on your covet, but you're lifnei'iva because you're begurim him to be cast on his father and not knowing, thinking that he's doing an issa. And Taisa gets out of it. Taisa says he told him before and told the son before and that most will be meichel on my covet. So then you have to know what exactly he was testing. Taisa explains. But you see from Taisa that to set a guy up thinking to do an issa, even though it's mutter, is also an issa of lifnei'iva. Mamela zakta ben ishchai, Taisa lishma, it's going to also be, it's a siman tov zayin, it's also going to be asa.
Why should you
question
the guy's
going to
do
anything?
No, why is it Lefneiva? You give a guy a
so grad, he goes by Riches. He goes by Riches to explain that even if your guy has a suffix, So he says, if it's a cheskes kashris, and he says he is a chiddush. I didn't want to go into lifneiva, but he holds that even when someone has a cheskes kashris, there is still an issa lifneiva if you could do it in a better oifen. He says, lamosha, if you lend money, shalai beidim, the Gemara at the end of Ezeh Neshek says it's lifneiva. Why? Because you can set him up that he might be kaifa later on. Why should I assume he will be kaifa later on? So nevertheless, it's lifneiva. Why? Because since you could do it in a better oifen with Edim, so doing it without Edim is lifneiva. Since you don't have to set this guy up to have availability to steal this money, and you did, so the memela you have a lifneiva. He said, but mokum sheyefsha, then you won't be over lifneiva.
Nowadays, if you go to a butcher shop, everything is plastic wrapped labels. But in the old days, you went to a butcher, you put it in a piece of paper. So you can hear somebody, can you do me a favor, here's $10, could you go buy me this piece of meat that costs $10 in the butcher shop? You have to be question. Maybe we'll go to a butcher shop because it can save $2, put it in this pocket and bring it here to meet you.
I don't know, and then steal the money himself and be mach to you and anissa. Okay, you have to know how vibe. But the mice is, I don't hear you. He grabbed that, that's how he goes to. But I got hold that in the case that he's discussing, it's much better. If you're setting the guy up, means that you have a chash. Right? But so if you have a chash, then you behave like neva. I mean, if you hold that the guy is 100% legit, then why are you sending him up for? You know he's 100% legit. That is, you don't know. You don't. So if you don't know, so then there's something in front of you. So then you have a neva. We once discussed this by giving Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach had a chiddush. I think we discussed in Hilchos Tzedakah that if you know a guy is a phony, if you don't know, fine, then you're allowed to give tzedakah. But if you know a guy is a phony and you don't want to make issue, you give him tzedakah and you'll have in mind that you're being makhed to him shaloi l'shem tzedakah. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's still usher to do because lifneiva l'sitem mekshor brings it also from this tesis, I believe. The same thing is because the guy thinks that he's fooling you by taking tzedakah, and Memes, he's not right to take tzedakah, so even though you're being makhtim the mice, he has a makshava, a basa chazir, and you're evil if neva lesitim mekshal.
That's a
little dumb assignment. Well, I know, you have to know the guy is a phony, you don't know. But. Oh, yeah? Oh, so it's each one, so you're making the gemachia a little better. Okay, fine. I don't think that's what he said in the Hakdama there, but. Yeah, no, I understand. I don't think the. They said both together, but it's fine, you're making it even better. Good.
Someone comes to borrow money from me, and I'm choshish that he's not going to pay me back, which is an aveira. I have in mind, oh, it's a matana, he won't pay me back. So then I'm over the neighbor.
Here we have to discuss, but he knows for sure he's doing it maliciously, he's taking money, shalom nasal shalim, or he's going to try, but he might be dochuk lemois and never end up paying you back.
I don't know him, he's a stranger.
So how do you, I don't know.
Yeah,
I know. Then you might have.
He's like one of those.
So you might have a cheskes kashris, and you might have. And here, what way could you do better? Edim, so good. You got the Edim. You still think you might
no,
be paying?
No, Edim would have helped because I had a mind to give it.
Yeah, and I'm saying, well, how could you do it better? I don't know. It could be even the Benish Kai might be more than.
6 months later, he came back and says, "I'm doing tshuva. I'm going back to all these people that I said I was borrowing money on. I'm never paying them back." So I told him, oh no, I didn't take it. I said, no, I had in mind this about telling him.
All right.
So I was probably the only one.
You never know. All right, fine, let's continue. So there's a lot, let's see if we could finish. There's a lot of raid here about Toyis Akum. Let's see. Hagos, Dr. Amor. Toyis Akum. Really, the Rambam is talking about Mata Akum. What's the case? You're going to fool him in a cheshbin, and by that you're going to get more from him. Either you're going to pay less for the item that you bought, or you can get more money from him. You sell it for $100, and you're counting, and it's only 90, you still owe me another 10, and he gives you another 10, now you're up to 100. But really, it's really 110, so you took extra money. So Toyis Akum, La Toyis Bechejbin, Oi, La Afkiya Hava Asai, or to be mafkia his hava, the Raman Sif Beis, lafkia hava, so you borrowed money from him, and now it's only hafkas hava, then it's muto.
Hafkas. Yeah, I just remember, there's a maestro of the Chofetz Chaim like that. He gave money to somebody without a thing, without aid him, and then the person came to him the next day and said, how come you did this? It's not, you're not allowed to do it. He says, yeah, I realized afterwards and I had in mind that you should keep it. I wasn't going to come to you, so I wouldn't be able to neighbor.
Oh, yeah,
so
all right.
Spirit,
I don't know. You have to know. All right.
He said he didn't realize that he made a mistake. He made a mistake.
Right, correct.
Yeah, but that wouldn't help. He's still over
right, so he said if you also, the other person doesn't know.
Also, it's a different. Over there, the lifneiva was that he might not pay you back. So you're having in mind that you've been giving him his matana, so you don't have a problem. The problem here is, and the makshav of the loiva wasn't around because he was sincere that he's trying to pay the guy back. The problem here is when you're setting the guy up to do an issa, where you have right now that he's going to steal, there his makshava is to steal. So even though he's stealing his own item, but unbeknownst to him, he's stealing his own item. Means he thinks he's doing gezeila. So he'd be able to naive. All right, but anyway, I don't know. Ain't made them in a ma'aseh. It's very difficult. Like, when I see it in print, we'll talk about it. All right, come. Let's do the Rambam. Toys akum kegoin la toysi becheshvin. You matim becheshvin. Oy lafki alva soy. Oy you being mafki as alva. Muta, it's muta to do, uvavad shalei yivodoloi, as long as he doesn't know better, teleka chilul Hashem. Your muta to be mafki alva, and the first she told you, even muta be mata akon, provided that there's no tzad of a chilul Hashem. V'yeshayimrim, the osa la toisei, it's osa to be mata, you're not allowed to be mata, even without a chilul Hashem, it's osa to be mata akon. So the machlokes is whether you're allowed to be mata akon or not. However, the benegeit hafkos avo, boshit is a moide, ravad hafkos avo is mutter. The whole makloik is a benegeit mata akum. Elo, im ta me'atzmoi shori, but if he did a tois by himself, it was tois akum that shori. So tois akum is mutter. Hafkos avo is mutter. Of course, b'mokum there's no chilul Hashem, even a remote chilul Hashem. But the next dagger, when we're talking about mata akum, that's already a makloik is 2 days in Ramah. And then the moschometik is gzeilis akum, which is already avada, that's also. That Gnevis Akum is already also outsourcing Noivo. That's a deraisa. Good, but the Makhloik is by Mata Akum. What's the Makhloik is? What's the man the Yama holds its also? Zoktis man Sif Cotton Vav. Yejreman de Asa la Toisei. Why? Velam duze mi de Asra filo Gnevis Tas Akum. You see in Chulun Dav Tzadi Dalet that you're now to be Machnef a goy. You're now to send him a piece of mita as a get a nosha. You're thinking that it's kosher. And like this, he's going to be maxig you toivet. It's gnevis das. You're now to do that. So if you're now to do gnevis das of chanifo, that type of gnevis das, maxig toivo, so too you're now to do gnevis das by fooling him and getting something from him. So it's an issa of gnevis das. That's what the shita holds. The shach brings down the yamshu shleima. In the Yamshe Shleima over there, if you look in the Yamshe Shleima, he holds that it's also because it's mamish gzeila. Fooling a guy and getting something from him is also gzeila. And as gzeila is akam, or gneva is akam, and mele it's also midiraisa midin gneva and gzeila. So even the man, the holds mat akam is also, there's a makloik is why. The Sma holds it's out, gneva is das. And the Yamshe Shleima holds it's emisa gneva. And why doesn't the Tzma's coming really from a Mordechai? The Rishonim Mavua, not like the Yamshe Shleima. The Rishonim Mavua that this is only at Gneva's Das. Why isn't it Mamish Gneva or Mamish Gzela? The reason is in order to have Mamish Gzela, it has to be like Rashi says numerous times in Shas, at least 7 or 8 times in Shas, has to be Vayigzol Asachenis. You have to snatch something out of him by force. That's Gzela. Gneva is you take something out of his possession. Shloi be Diyasa, but you're taking it. You're the one who's doing it. So therefore, that's Gneva. By Mata Akam, I set him up. I didn't take it from him, Bal Korchoi. What I did was, is I fooled him to think that he owes me the money. And Mamel, he gives it to me willingly. So the problem is that I made him believe that he owes me the money. I made him believe that he has to pay me the money. But Lemaisa, when he gave me the money, he gave it willingly. So that's not Gneva. It's not gzeila. The only is the matter shabai that I fooled him that he should think he owes me the money. The fooling shabai is gnevis das. So it's only also it's gnevis das. So marshal. The din asmachte is also. Asmachte is a form of gzeila, maybe gzeila de rabbanon, but it's a form of gzeila. We play, we gamble, and you think you lost. I mean, you did lose, but you think you owe me the money because we had a bet, and you pay me. So you think you owe me the money. Now really, you don't owe the money because asmachte is loikanya, and you're paying me. So that's a gzeila. And you're not allowed to do it with a yid, and it's also a terrible zaken, right? But what happens if you gambled with a goyin you won? There's a mefush halacha, the mechab and shin ayin, I think it's sif kimmel, sif beis, sif kimmel, says lahedya that it's mota, by goy doesn't pass. Why? Same thing. Vayigzal asachanis, it wasn't. I didn't steal it from him, balkoko. He gave it to me willingly. He gave it to me because he thought that he owed it to me because he had a bet with me. And Allah, pi halacha, smaktas loikanis, he really doesn't owe it to me. Good. But he gave it to me willingly. So gzeila, it's not. And then you're not going to have mata akam either, because it was a gamble. We played a game. We had a bet, whatever it was. And now he's giving it to me. So it's mamish muta. But to fool him, to set him up that he should think he owes me the money, that's gneves das. What's the nafkamina? Zok the machan Ephraim and hukas gzeilo simin dalet and the shamishpat over here in sifkot and beis. Nafkamina is chiv hashava. If it will be a din gzeilo like the yamshu shloimo, so a gazan, if you steal from a goy, you chayv hashava. Like we discussed last week, maybe midaraisa, maybe it's a midarabanan like the Ramah, what's a chilek? But the bottom line is, yichai b'hashava. But if you learn it's only as gneves das, I fooled him, So, but there's nothing be'emes wrong with the money that I took from him. The problem is the fooling. So Meila, now that I did it, chatasi avise peshata, I'll have to do tshuva on my issa of Genevis Das, but the money doesn't belong to him. The money is now mine. So I won't have to give it back. Not only won't I have to give it back, smash from these places, giving it back won't help. Because giving it back, you didn't undo the hata. The fooling you did, you fooled him. So Mamela, since you fooled him, you're going to be, that's it, that issue was done. Giving it back doesn't make him unfooled, he was fooled. So Mamela, you don't have to give it back. That's how the Makafraim, and Mamela, since Rishonim are saying the Mordechai like this man, so La Halacha, even the man, the Amor, hold that man to Akum is also, still you won't have a Chiv HaShava. That's what should come out from this man.
So why was the case of Smacht the Mutter?
I smacked, I didn't fool him at all. We had a gamble, we had a bet. He lost, he decided he has...
You fooled him in the fact that he's responsible to pay me.
I fooled him? No, we made a bet. He fooled me, I may fool him. We made a bet. Whoever wins gets $10 from the other guy, right? Or bet who's going to win the World Series, right? We made a bet with the guy. That's it. Who's going to win the elections? Now, it was a legitimate bet. I won the bet. Afterwards, I didn't fool him. He thinks he owes me the money because of the bet that he entered into. My mailer, he's going to pay me. I didn't now go over to him and fool him. That's it. So my mailer... It's like Toyizakam, which is Mutter. If I'm going to tell him that you owe me the money because of the bet, you have to be careful how you would word it, and maybe that would be Mata. Enochanami. You would have to know how to word that. Yeah, Yeshladim is that, but Enochanami.
As far as you could really argue, in reality, if you give him back the money and he realizes he made a mistake, you are undoing that.
No, even if I go over and I tell him now, by the way, on last Sunday I fooled you. But during the whole Tukufa that you were fooled, you were still fooled. So I didn't undo that. And now it's no longer Negeya. Let me be mazes a bit better. It's no longer Negeya because he already paid me. So he was fooled for 10 minutes till he paid me the money. That's it. Now he's no longer fooled. It's finished with him because he already paid me. He knows that he doesn't owe me any money anymore. And that 10 minutes, no matter what I tell him now, won't undo those 10 minutes. Those 10 minutes, he was fooled. So for those 10 minutes, the nafkamina l'mashul, I want to be mazes with him, is what happens if I fooled him and he didn't yet pay me. And now I learned that Mata Akum is also. So right now, in the Chanam, I should have to call him up to stop the Mata Akum from being Mamshech. It's now in play, in action. Lamosha, this is Ma'isim B'Choyim. You bought something and it wasn't working properly, whatever. Well, it wasn't working B'Chalal. So you call up the company and you say, you know, I bought this tape recorder, it's defective. Can you please send me a new one? Sure, no problem. They said, yeah, they're going to send you a new one. Then 5 minutes later, you realize you put in the batteries wrong or you didn't plug it in or something foolish like that. But it's working 100%, not a problem. So right now, the company didn't yet send that second tape recorder. So you were matem. Granted, you were matem b'shegeg, because you didn't realize what you were doing. Good. But right now, there's a hatah that's still being nimshach. Right now, if you call up the company before they send you out another one and say, you know, by the way, you know, I figured it out. It's working. Now, yes, you'll stop the matem akum in play, and that will be fine. But what happens if they already sent you the second tape recorder, and now you discover it? Now, it's a chiv hashava. Matem akum, you're not chiv hashava. And to give it back, it's lo my level of merit. So at this point, you did a matem akum b'shegeg. So you chiv a kapara for doing a nisa b'shegeg. Good, but that's where you're holding. But to give it back, there's no point in giving it back. That's not going to undo that at all. Now, everything I'm saying, I have to make a disclaimer 1,000 times tonight, because there's already touchy issues here. Everything I'm saying is mitzad halacha. Mitzad American law, whatever the law is. We're all American law-abiding citizens. We have to do whatever the American law is. But I'm talking about mitzad halacha shabbat. If it wouldn't be out of American law, mitzad halacha, there's no point in giving that paper quarter back.
American law is more make a muscle that the company, once they get a... When somebody complains about something, they have to send it out, and even if it turns out later it was a mistake, or let's say it's the company policies,
sure,
they send it out right away.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. You don't call back.
You don't have to call back?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They don't want that anybody should have any issue. Kind of
that's problem. Once they already sent out, but before you call them back and say, you know, I now realize it works, you know, take a whiff the complaint and don't send me a new one, it'll be fine. So to come out, and it's a raya l'moshel. There's a raya from the Gemara Chulin Tzadidam Beis about that you by accident did out to Adam Koshev coming to the city, and he thought you were going out to greet him, and you really weren't. So it was like a sort of a matter b'shoigeg, at least one man named held, and he had to notify him to nip and bud. By the way, I'm not coming for you. So you see, even though you did a matter b'shoigeg, but it's going to be nimshach. He thinks that you're being mechaved him. You have to stop that hatah, nip it in the bud. Granted, at the end of the day, it wasn't hatah Rava holds because he was who hit his atzmai, but. At least he's seen the Gemara that if the hatah is nimshak, they got to nip it in the bud. But once you got something, now there's no chiv hashava. Fine.
Collecting right away or notifying him right away, that takes care of the problem.
Well, What? Sorry?
It's not the door. If you have choices now, you can collect the money right away, get rid of that all, or to notify him.
I think you should notify him, probably. Yeah, to take the money right away, no, because that's you're being mevatzeya. That even the taking is part of hatos. You nip in, right? Because it's through matter, so you shouldn't be doing it. Now matter, the Rambam brings down 2 days. However, truth be told, the last count I had is about I think it was 11 out of 15 rishonim hold it's osa, and kamat every single rishon holds it's actually issa deraisa, except for the smack that holds it's only in issa derabanan. But everyone holds it's issa deraisa. It's bechalal loisignovu. Loisignovu is even including gnevis das, because even gnevis halev is considered gneva, and loisignovu even passes by a goy like the rishonim hold the smag and the riraim and all these and the ritva and the chulin. So mamelo to be mata akum. Yes, the Rambam brings down both days, but ruba de ruba of the Rishonim hold it's us and it's pashas is even us and midaraisa. So it's not a thing that we would consider really doing. It's not a
licenses.
Sorry?
Licenses, software licenses, music licenses.
A license has other problems. It's licenses already, you know, the way they do it today, it's really they, right? License out or so forth. Right, and you agreed, and it's really there, so now you're being mishtamish, and there, chayfetz, shalai b'shus, it could be short shalai medas, runs into other issues, and there's also dinin machus, and dinin issues on licenses, it's intellectual property, which is also a problem, and that's taka, because Chazal recognized dinin machus, and dinin. Let's put all that on hold. But in a form, an isolated individual type of hata, mat akam is a machlekes. Comes along the barrel going.
One second, there's another case in the Gemara where he opened up a barrel.
Right.
After he opened up a barrel, and he did it already, he still had to tell him, oh, I was going to open it anyway, and it wasn't especially for you. It was done already, and he still had to tell him.
Because the Hachzokas Toiva is still being Nimshak. The Hachzokas Toiva didn't end. Till he repays you. Right? Till he repays you back for that Hachzokas Toiva. So here, if you fool the guy that he owes you $10, so that Hachzokas, that fooling is still in place till he actually pays you an extra $10. Once he pays you, then the Hatoz just stopped right there. Well, God, it's Machlok, it's had a touch of the Maisa. Rashi touch of the Maisa that to Omat to the Goy, Memele Rashi is the Shita, and that's what is coming, this first Shita that holds its Mota. And the Rishonim argue, and they have a different Pshat in the Gemara, and like that Pshat in the Gemara, Taka Mat Akam is also. So it's a Machlok, if Mat Akam. Other Cheshwen, who gave who the Dina, why you gave him the Dina, whatever. Fine. All right. So now, the Bera Goyla over here, look in the Bera Goyla, and he says, it's like, I don't know, a dozen lines from the top. Vayin lekamon, olel, sorry, vayin leel reishim in reish samagvav. That's about Aveda. Vishim hikse ha Aveda lakim lekadish es Hashem. Kedei sheyifaru es Yisrael. Viedu, that they should know, sheim balei amuna, that they should know that trustworthy people harei zem ushubok. Just like by Aveda's akum, which is mutam in adin, but if you return it, if you can make a kiddush Hashem. So to toyis akum, which is mutam in adin, but if you can make a kiddush Hashem, you should return it. Even though it's mother, you should return it. I get these calls all the time. Just this week, I got a call. Someone got an extra $8,000 on his credit card. By accident, a company manufacturer gave him a credit of $8,000. So I told him that credit here, it's also chash chilul Hashem, because they might discover, when they do their bookkeeping, they'll discover it and they track down and say, 1 second, you didn't call us, you just got an extra credit. Like, you know, it'll be $7. Okay, I didn't really look at my credit card. $7 is like, you know, I run way high bills than that. But $8,000 credit on your credit card, you didn't notice? You notice it, and you didn't call us up. So that's even a chilul Hashem. But I told the guy to call them up. All right, so that's sorry? The name, I asked him his name. His name was pretty convincing, and it was Jewish, yes. Now, if there's not Jewish names, you don't have the Chilul Hashem Asik, but you still have the Kiddush Hashem Asik. You can always call up and introduce yourself. I'm Rabbi Ploni. I'm Rabbi Obama. What's a chilul? But I'm a rabbi, so they know if you're a rabbi, must be that you converted or something. Must be you're Jewish. And mainly, you can make a Kiddush Hashem that you're returning the money. All right, but it continues the Bera Goyla. Va'ani kosev zois ledoiris. Shereisi, Rabim, this is the Eidus of the Bera Goyla. I saw Rabim Godlu Veheshiru Min Toyis Shehitu Ha'akam. I saw many people become wealthy through Ha'toyis that they did to Ha'akam. V'loy Hetzlichu, but Lebesayif, they did not have Hatzlacha. V'yardu Nechseim L'timoyin, and their wealth, and that they accumulated, everything went down the drain L'timoyin. V'lohinichu Achrein Bracha, and they didn't leave off any Bracha for their Yorshim. This is a goddess edis of the Beragoyla. Ukumashikasa besefa chasidim tof tof reish ayin dalid. That it's terrible that if people are mata akum, nechos of yodla tuman, you're going to lose your money. Rabbim. He also saw Rabbi Meshe Kitchu Hashem v'gziru toisankin b'dava choshev, even with the dava choshev. And what happened? Godlu v'eshiru v'etzlichu v'nichu yisrum loyalayim. So you see the two mekotza lekotza. Someone whose benefits becomes prosperous through mata akum, he's a goddess edis of the Be'er Gola and the Sefer Chasidim also. It's already Sefer Chasidim that he's going to nechos of yod letumoyin. And li'ida gisa, if he's mekadeshim shemayim be giving back toys, then heshiru. Oh. So it's like this. If you're medayik in his words, and the Sefer Chasidim is like that, is if you're mater and that's how you become wealthy, then you'll chas yer l'tamoyin. He's not talking about toys. But on the positive side, if through a toys ankum, which being a din, you're allowed to keep, but if you have an oifen to be mekadeshim shemayim, and you're successful in being mekadeshim shemayim, then God will v'shiru. But if it was a toys ankum, there it doesn't say that you're chas yer l'tamoyin. If you start, it's only if you benefit through mata akum, the shiru min toyshe hitu akum, then the chos of yodle tamoyin. I'm coming to Lafuka, there's an Orach HaShulchan over here, brings it down even for toys akum. And it's a toys, because the Sefer Chasidim never said it by toys, I only said it by mata akum. And I don't think the Orach HaShulchan made a toys. Can you do the Orach HaShulchan was highly censored, Mamel, he just smeared it over, painted it with one wide paint stroke, and it's even toys akum. It's not true. Toys akum, you don't have this problem. But mata akum, the chos of yodle tamoyin. Now it's our goddess Edith of the Be'er Goyla. So I can't tell you if the Rebbeinu Sholem Paskin's matakum is muta also. But one thing I can tell you is that the bottom line is the Rebbeinu Sholem makes nechos of yod letamoyin. It's over. So it's irrelevant to how we paskin. So I tell the guy, like, you know, here you have roi vishoinim nertzosa, pasha zafilu isa deraisa. So the guy can say, yeah, but I want to go like the shita materis. Like, it's right. 2 days brought down the Ramah. He won't be in a varian if he goes like the first shita Ramah. It's not the first time he followed a makleikas in Ramah. We followed the shita mekilim. But I told the guy, we have maminim b'nei maminim. We believe the Be'er Gola and we believe b'nei chazidim. So you're not going to gain anything from it. So unless you need like a short term halva or something, there's no point in doing it. Anyway, no chos are going to go. What's the point in it? It doesn't make any sense.
I'm learning our chayim. It says everybody's machmer 40 different shita. We machmer yotz every shita. And he wants to go like that shita. Do you machmer that?
That's very nice. But if he wants to, you can't stop him. The Maisi is 2 days in Ramah. But the Vari is like, what are you doing, Rabbi Yisrael? What are you doing? And this is Oba Mokum, there's no Chil Hashem. If there's even a Tzad Chil Hashem, then it's also Lekuli Ham. There's nothing to talk about. There's a story.
The beginning of this Be'er Gola, it's talking about Tois.
He goes back and forth. But if you look each way, whenever he's talking about Lekadishin Shemaim, he talks about Tois. When he talks about Nukos Yerle Tamayin, he talks about Mata. And if you look in the Sefer Chasidim, also he's talking about Mata. Historically, the Be'er Gola lived through the times of, I believe it was Takvatat, and Nebuchadnezzar's kid was killed in the pogroms. And Avraham Pekin, this is what he wrote. They just take it and swallow it. Means even though he should have had a real justified sinner to the Akum, and Avraham Pekin, this is what he wrote. But anyway, the Sefer Chasidim Tov Tov Reish Ayin Vav has a story. One second, I just missed. No, so Tov Tov Reish Ayin Vav holds a different Kiddush. Tov Tov Reish Ayin Vav holds that even if you're Messiah, someone to be Mata Akum, the Messiah is Nechosav with Yerid Latimoin. Means, Namai would say, to be Messiah, someone to be Mata Akum is Lifnei Iva Lesitim Mikshol. It's 2 days, and now it's a Lifnei Iva on 2 days. Maybe it's a little step removed, it's only Lifnei Iva, maybe you could do it. And maybe Yitaka could, I don't know. We'll discuss. It's Lifnei Iva on 2 days in a month. He says he's paskin that it's Mutafim to do, and maybe for him, since he has who to rely on, you're not even Lifnei Iva. But the Sefer Chasidim says that even the Messiah is Nechosav is Yerid Latimoin. And what comes out of what you see from the Sefer Chasidim is a bigger Kiddush. That the din of chos of yod letamoyin is not that dollar that you will matter the guy. Because the Messiah didn't get that dollar. It's anything. If you do matter akum, then there's a din on that mensch. He's tabooed that his nechosav is yod letamoyin, no matter which nechosav it is. And if someone aids and abets someone to be matter akum, so then the aider and the abetter's nechosav will be yod letamoyin. Irrelevant, even though he doesn't have mamish that dollar that was Bechlal de Mata Akum. In Tof Reish Samach Aleph, the Sefer Chasidim has an unbelievable ma'aseh. There was a person who was moid moid matzliach, and he married off his children, his sons and his daughters. Shortly after the, and he mamish gave them nadins gevaldik. And shortly after the chasana, all of his children who just got married died. So end up all of his well, so to speak, was usurped, went to his daughters-in-law and sons-in-law that are no longer his daughters-in-law and sons-in-law. They yashined and it was all over. And he himself had a downfall. And he went, he wanted to know what's Prat, why? And he noticed it was the exact same time that his marufya, the person he engages in business, his goyish and marufya, the person who he sells to, that person died. And it was at that time that all of a sudden his downfall started. So he went to Yisachacham, Mahadin, what's Prat, why all of a sudden? Till then I was made matzliach and then not. So he asked him, did you ever fool the goy? So he says, yeah, of course, that's how I made my wealth. I was mad to the guy. So he says like this, very simple. He says, Kozman, that he was alive and he didn't know you were fooling him, it's fine. But once he died, and now he knows the truth, that you were fooling him, now he's being kaival in Shemayim, and for that, the din is, nechas of yard litimoyin. So that's why the person's kids died, and that's why all his nechasim went. Powerful, powerful, sefer chasidim. It's in Tofresh Samach Aleph. All right. There's a lot to talk about, and let's start from the beginning a little bit. Basically, we're coming out of here that there's such a thing called Gezel Akum, and then there's a low Madrega, Mata Akum, then there's Toyis Akum, Afkois Akum, right? There's different levels here. Let's try to discuss and develop each one. So, Afkois Hava is simple. You borrowed money from the person, and now you're being mafki, it means everything was legit, you borrowed money with the intention to pay, and now you're not going to pay. That's afka. Tois akum, whereas he himself made the tois, that's only a tois akum, that's also motam. Mat akum is if you set him up to make that tois, and gezel akum is where you actually physically took the money, bal kocha, out of his rishos. So you have a different levels. Let me give you a story a lot of people quote over it, it gets me very nervous. And my friend asked this rabbi, and he said it was mutta on a certain thing. It gets me extremely nervous to be in Dhamma, Milsala, Milsa. And I'll explain to you why. I could give you one case. I'll give you a riddle. How is it possible that someone could jump a toll booth, and in one case, he's even Issa deraisa, and in one case, it could be mutta l'chatchila? And it's the very same toll booth, for the very same plaza. How is it shayach? Very simple. You have a Brooklyn Battery tunnel, right? So they have it, the toll booths on one side. So depending which way you're going, either you could pay before you take the journey. Means if I'm going from Brooklyn into Manhattan, I take it before I get into Manhattan. Or I could take it out. When I'm going from Manhattan to Brooklyn, I pay at the end when I'm already went through the tunnel and I want to pay the toll. So if when you went into the tunnel, you had in mind you're going to pay this toll, everything's legit, avada, and you're not stealing from them. And now when you're right by the toll booth, you start questioning, maybe I shouldn't pay this toll. You call up your rabbi, you stack off course of all, you don't have to pay the toll. Of course, b'makom nedo chilul Hashem, zechil Hashem, there's nothing to talk about. And of course, if you're American citizen, avada, you got to pay the toll. I'm not talking about American law. But in halacha, right then, to jump the toll is afkos hava. But if you go through that very same Brooklyn, now he got a psak from the rabbi that he's allowed to jump the Brooklyn Battery tunnel toll. So now on his way back into Manhattan, he does the same thing. That is, he's a gazlan deraisa. He just jumped the toll and used the tunnel shaloi bishos. He's a shaloi midas. Shaloi midas is a gazlan. So he could do the exact same thing. Shaila is just how he does it. In one place it could be muta, in one place it could be nisa deraisa of gzela. And even Shoshal Midas on Karkar, Rizam Nechem Yagoburg, Shlita brought me a raya from a Rishbam and Nunzainam Abeze. You can have Shoshal Midas on Karkar too. The most of you park, it's a no parking zone, and you park your car there, you're over Shoshal Midas Gazlan, even on Karka, and if you're Shoshal Midas Gazlan even by Akum, which some do, Mamele will be over Nisa deraisa of parking your car in a legal parking spot. That would be if you let you park.
Who owns the Karka then?
The government. And they want you to collect a fee. So if you don't pay that fee, the meter, or you're parking where you're not supposed to be parking, so you could be over Nisa deraisa of Gzela. So now a guy's going to say, I asked my rabbi and he says you could jump the toll. I mean, first the rabbi shouldn't be telling these things, but even if he did, which way? I mean, like to be medame nosas was. So unless a person learned to be tzigis and knows the chilukim, to be medame anything, even to the very same toll, is so foolish, he's playing with fire. But let's go through, let's develop this. Let's go to Afkos Hava. Simple. Afkos Hava, the case of Afkos Hava that the Rishonim bring down is a father borrowed money. Sorry, you borrowed money from a guy's father, a guy, and the guy died, pagan, and then now you have the guy's yarshint his father, and he's not sure if you owe money or not. So he has no idea about the hava. His father knows, but he's an oilam emes. So right now it's afkos hava, so you don't have to pay the son. Again, notwithstanding American law, but from a halachic perspective, you don't have to pay the guy because it's afkos ova. So machlok is Rashi and the Ran, the census took it out, but the Ran and the, is Rashi's mashma, they even allowed a lie to be mafkiyad ova. If he approaches you and says, don't you owe my father money? I don't know, but it's something like that. Maybe you don't, maybe you still owe him the money. No, I paid him back, I never borrowed, it's fine. That's afkos ova. I didn't bimat him to take something. I already had the havo, and now it's about paying back. Paying back, hafkos havo is muta, and they hold you even a letter lie. The chuta meshulish from Chaim Volozhin and others jump and say, you know, bishlam hafkos havo, I understand, but how do you let a lie? What am to this a sheker? So he says, it's totally makleik as yishayinim, if there's a sheker chutz lebezdin or not, and maybe they hold there's no is a sheker medrais or chutz lebezdin, and maybe it's muta, but we hold that there is a sheker chutz lebezdin, and maybe it'll be also to lie. So whether you let her do it through her sheker is a makleik is.
But Rashi
the shetase? Rashi holds altogether you let be matter. So, but I got, oh, this is, no, this is even better. This is better. This is Afkos Hava. Afkos Hava is Mutter. That's the Kuliam, right? The, even the second sheet of Yishim, the Asa Lataisa, it doesn't talk about Afkos Hava. It's only Asa Lataisa. I'm not fooling him. I'm lying to him. But Hata is when I'm being matter to take something from him. If I'm not taking anything from him, that's not Hata. That's Hafkos Hava. I already owe him something, and now I'm not carrying through with that obligation. That's Afkos Hava. Now, Afkos Hava is broad. Afkos Hava goes even to other chiyuvim.
So it's Rashi and the Ran.
No, Rashi and the Ran hold one way, and the Chuta Mashulah. There's a, for example, let's say you hit someone's car in a parking lot. No one's around. So now, Adam HaMazek is chayiv even to a guy. So you take a chayiv this guy's car money. I mean, let's say you assume it's a guy. You see inside the car, I don't know, World Series, Yankees. I don't know, he's a guy, whatever it is. Maybe some of that won't be enough. So we'll make it worse. A yashkala. You see a yashkala jumping on the mirror. So you know that he's a guy, right? So at that point, you owe him the money. However, now it turns into Afkos Hava. How do you own the money? But now it's Afkos Hava. So if there's no Chilal Hashem, min adin, you don't have to pay him. You own the money. Afkos Hava doesn't mean you don't own the money. You own the money. Just, you don't have a chiv to carry through with that obligation. You don't have to pay him that which you owe him. So that would be Afkos Hava. Avad if there's Mokum Chilal Hashem, or if it might be a yid, Avad there's nothing to talk about. There's no problem with Loise Chonim. The problem with Loise Chonim is when you give back something that he doesn't have. You give him your own money. If I have owe money and I decide not to pay him, so even though I have a right not to pay him, and then I say, you know what, I will pay him, I'm not over Loise Chonim. Because ultimately what I'm paying him is the money that I really owe him. I'm satisfying the debt that I taka owe him, so it's not Loise Chonim. I'm not giving him anything of mine. I'm giving him what he deserves. That's what I'm saying. Of course, he taka deserves the money. Just, I'm allowed to be mafkiyad ova.
But didn't you say a long time ago that if you're doing it because you're a good citizen and you're not doing it because halachas, then there is a problem?
That's about Hashavas Aveda. You're not allowed to be Meshav Aveda. Excuse me, the man's voice, Rav Esatzmei, you're not allowed to do it.
But Meshav Aveda is also, it's his thing.
So we could talk about if there's a din of Leman Sveis HaRava when you're paying back a chayv. It's a shayla. I'd rather not get bogged down. We have a limited time and I have a lot to say. So let me just flesh out the other issues.
What
means, let's say, that car might have been a yid. You're in a ShopRite parking lot here in Lakewood. I'm not sure. Could be Rav Yisrael. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. So you'd have to done. If you're in Lakewood, I'm saying, yeah, if you're whatever it is, Monroe, Williamsburg, Borough Park, Flatbush, and Brooklyn, there's a lot of Kielis, Kadoshim in Israel. All right. Fine. Now, as we discussed Mata is I set the guy up. So we said, Rav Yishonim holds it's also Pasha, it's also Medaraisa, not a good idea anyway in the course of Yerli Tamoyin. Let's give a couple of the Gemois of Mata. One might come to mind first is programs. You won't disclose exactly what you earn to be eligible to certain programs. So basically, had you disclosed it, you would not have been entitled to it or not have been entitled to as much. And by not disclosing, you fooling them to give you more or more than you deserve or more than they want to give you. So that's Mata Akum. So to be in this Makhlaik is Yishonim. Like I said, Rav Yishonim would be in this Adaraisa. You have a prescription card for medication. Sorry? At the end of the day, they're paying me because they think they have to pay me. I never snatch money out of the bank account. They think they have to pay me, so I was just mad to them. So it's not gezel, it's mad to akum. and it wouldn't be chayiv b'hashava like we discussed. You would have to stop the hatoah immediately, but you wouldn't be chayiv b'hashava. Prescriptions. You have a prescription that you're entitled to covered for your medication, but let's say your wife or your kid isn't. So you tell the doctor, you know, write out, I need amoxicillin for myself. You need it for your kid, but like this, it will be covered under the prescription. So that's... Sorry? Insurance fraud. It's called insurance fraud, right? In other words, it's matakam. They're not mechuyev to cover that, and you're setting them up to be mechuyev and pay for that prescription. So that's matakam. Let's say it comes to a loan. You need a mortgage on a house or whatever, and you're really doing this, you're renting it out, so it's really not for residential use. And they give different rates. If it's residential, they give you one rate on your mortgage because they know you're going to fight tooth and nail and make sure to pay up, not to have your home be taken away from you. But if it's for investment property, that's something else. So what you'll do is you'll write on the thing that you're doing it as a residential loan. Are you living there, sir? Yeah, I'm living there. I go in there, I'll say a bracha there, I'm living there. And memeila, that's how I get a residential loan at a lower rate. That's mata'akum. Because they don't want you just to make a bracha there. They need certain terms. You have to live there in the first 90 days or whatever. I don't know exactly the terms. I once looked into it. But whatever their terms are, it's irrelevant. You don't like the terms. I remember one guy arguing, but it's crazy. Who cares? God, it's not crazy, actually. They know why it's not crazy. But what is the difference? Yeah, it's crazy. They made up these crazy rules. Good, but you're asking them for something. And you're lying to them. You're getting something that they would not give you on that oifin, because they're crazy. Fine, but you're not going to be mata a crazy person either. So it's mata akum to get such a thing. That's mata akum. Kehne v'kehne. There's a story, Churishai has a story, it's in Chelek Aleph Tovkuf Memtes. You sold a guy schayra on credit. He has to pay you 30 days. He didn't pay, and he owes you, I don't know, $1,500. And he didn't pay in the for 30 days. 40 days are coming. You know, look, time is money. Money is money. Like, if he would pay me, I could use the money and invest other and sell again, and he's holding me up. So I'll do is just, you know, add on to the bill. He won't know anyway. I'll add on to the bill, like $200 are buried into the bill. Now he owes me $1,700. He won't know the difference. Am I allowed to do that? So the Erikshai says, no, it's us. It's Mata'akum. The Maisa is you're fooling him to take more money. You'll send him now a bill for $1,700. That's Mata'akum. And the Erikshai even is Maisa of a Chiddush, that even if Minadin, you have a right to get those $200 extra, Alts Ribis, the law of the land, you're allowed to have, let's say, a standard, industry standard, you're allowed to charge, I don't know, 10% interest. And Mimeil, I'll just tag on the regular 10% interest charge, and I'll bury it. Zakt Eric Shai, that's also matakam, because you don't tell him that you're doing it for ribbis. You tell him he owes you the $1,700. You fooled him that he thinks he owes you $1,700, and he doesn't. You have to tell him, you owe me $1,500 plus $200 for ribbis. It's a chiddush of the Eric Shai. But he owes even that bechlal matakam. It means that ultimately what you're taking, maybe you're entitled to. But you're taking in a way that you fooled him, and that's considered matakam. That's a Churish Shai.
Have an item which is
erroneously marked
in the store. Can you buy more of it?
Erroneously marked. That could be, I don't know if that's matakam, that's a toyis akam, and that could be they're making the toyis, and it could be it's a ino, and there's no ino by a goy, it could be it's fine.
You're not notifying them.
Yeah, you don't have a chiv to notify them, you're not chiv to notify them. Okay, that should be fine. Now let's just take it to the next step. The doctor who fills out the prescription wrong, or the uncle who puts the house under his name for programs or whatever reason, he is being misayeya on a matakam. Also not something pretty. It's a lifnaivan, a machlokes, like I said, and the Sefer Chasidim says, even the Messiah, the cause of Yerlet to mind. We're talking about something very scary here.
I know if you're in Pesach, though, ask him that you could write down you're making more than you were on the loan, on the mortgage loan.
I said before, I know Python would say Brooklyn Barry Tunnel is Mutta, and then when you find out what, he's going one direction, it's really the other direction, right? One is Gzela, one is Mutta. So I get very nervous when I have a Python who says something when, if the Python to explain and write a tshuva on it, and I could review the tshuva, then I have no problem accepting it. But till then, you know, well, what's going on here?
Does it make a difference if it's a private guy, it's a corporation, the shufas?
Or the government that takes your taxes.
Or the government befouls
it. It's a mitzvah to steal from them, right? The vision of the Rebbe said, what's a...
Not talking about
Hamitzah Shel. The vision to the Friedrich had a beautiful line. He said, what do you mean Mitzah Shel Loisei Yasenem? He says, a Zelech HaMitzah, when it says you're supposed to steal, and you're supposed to, Zelech HaMitzah Shel Loisei Yasenem. Those are the mitzvahs you're not supposed to be doing. This is Matak, I mean, how do I do it? Sorry?
Someone pays you with a zimun.
Right, so therefore...
why don't I have to put it on my...
Okay, I don't want to discuss taxes. That's too hot of an issue. We won't, we'll save it for a different time. But at least in here. So now, the only thing is that if you have something which is questionable if it's a hata, but you can't find out if it's yeah hata or not, and it's a sofik matakum, then I can hear I'm welcome to be maker because it's sofik matakum, and even matakum is a sofik, so now it's a svek seker. Sofik b'metzi is if it is matah, and then sofik in din if matah is asa. So now I can hear more, maybe that, I don't know, I don't want to say what your rabbi was talking about, but then I can hear that you run into the world of svek seker might be mutter, that I could hear. Sorry? Even by deraisa, but svek seker, when a suffix is one is b'metzias and one is din, so you don't have the chash that's kula chad taimahu, then you can be make on a svek seker.
Is mata akum b'shogeg? It means you were mata akum, not because you wanted to, you built him for the wrong item, for the wrong price. Is that toyes akum or is that mata?
No, that's mata akum. You did mata akum b'shogeg. So if he already paid you, so it's not chayv b'shav, it's too late. But if he didn't pay you yet, so you have to nip the matah in the bud and stop him. Now let me go on to the next level, and that is checks. Let's say the hatar was, he made a mistake and he sent you a check. He overpaid you by accident, he overpaid the bill, the insurance company sends you a check, and you didn't deserve it. So now you have the check, but you didn't yet deposit it. What is that? So Rav Nissen Karelet Shlita told me, and Rav Bloy also, they both hold that that's not matak, that's not toyis akum, that's gezel akum. Because right now the money is still by them, and by you going, kumba asay, depositing that check, you're stealing money from them, and because it's coming to you shleikin in, and my mele, that blives like gezel akum. And it will be also, late the price can be also midaraisa to deposit that check. Leniz daiti, I still hold that it's really toyis akum, and the reason is because a check is something. If it's not money, I'm asking in halakha, it's not money, but it's a directive, and I have a schus in that check, and I have a right from the Sefer Trumis, that once you have a shtar from them, once you have something, that wherewithal to collect, they gave you that wherewithal, so now it's already by you, that toys was already made. Now I have a schus in the check, the much as check is also worth money, the ability to collect money is also worth money. That ability, that which I already received, was a toys akin that was ready, zeichin, and my mail it should be muta. Sorry? Technically, you could pass the check on, right? So it might have value. You have to know if it's intrinsic value. Sorry, you won't get full value, minus 2%. But the idea is that hatah was already made. So I believe it's toyis akum. But let's entertain that tzatz. I went to Rav Nissen last time I was there. I told him, afilu if you're right, that it's gezel akum. But I told him it's not gezel. And I explained to him why. He says, a beautiful Shlomo Hyman. Shlomo Hyman, in the back of his chelik aleph, he has mechtovim, chelukim mechtovim, Rebbe Chaim Moizah. Talking about Yerushas HaBen and Yerushas HaBas, that is under the daughter's name, and she would like to empty the account, but she's not Zeichen Yerusha Midrash, only the Banim HaYerusha. Is she allowed to do it or not? He discusses over there that it's really not Gezel. It's also, but, and he has Cheshbon, why in certain cases it might be Mota. Why? It's because when money is in a bank, money's not Be'en. It's not a deposit. We discuss this. They'd call it a deposit. You should sleep well at night. There's no deposit. The money's not sitting there. You lent the bank money. And now, after last year's debacle, we know that it's not sitting there. It's lent the bank money. So you're going to his loiva. There's a loiva guy, the bank, is a loiva, that owes you, the insurance company, money. And you tell me to collect from this loiva, the bank, the money that he owes really to the insurance company, right? That's really what this check of the insurance company is doing. It's giving me a directive to go to their bank and cash it and collect the money which is on the cheshbon that the bank owes the insurance company. So I'm never stealing the insurance company's money. It's never their money. What I'm doing is I'm being goyrim that the bank should not pay back their full debt to the insurance company. I mean, still now the bank owed the insurance company $1,000 because they gave me the check. They'll only pay the bank, the insurance company $900. So I'm causing that the bank should discount pay $100 less of that choiv to the insurance company. Memela, what I'm really being doing is giving them a hefset that they won't be able to collect their choiv. Now, there's a tshuva from Marami Rattenberg who holds by doing such a thing, going to a loiva and convincing a loiva that you're really the malva, and by him paying you, he won't pay the real malva, is garmi. It's a tshuvas Marami Rambrek. It's a lot, it's garmi, nechayiv, it's no problem. But I told Rav Nissen, gezel you can't be, it's only garmi. And we know that garmi is only by a yid, not by a goy. If you do garmi to a goy, you're potter. So I said that even l'shitascha, l'chayr, it shouldn't be a problem. He smiled. He smiled and he said, yeah, garmi to a guy is pata, avalos. He said, he's still not allowed to do it, l'chakila. If he did it already, so in a chanabi, you won't have a chiv ashova. You won't be chayv, but it's still also. Now, grada, since he told me that I've been looking, I still haven't found where, I haven't found the right either way, where it says Gami is also to do to a guy. I haven't found. Mazik, yes, is also to do to a guy, but Gami to a guy, I haven't found. But Rav Nissen told me Gami is part of a loss to a guy. Mainly holds Gami, but the nafkamini is Lamosho. Let's say they already sent you this check and you already deposited it. He didn't know. I had such a story. Someone called me up. It went in his company. And when he was doing his books, he realized it was a mistake. It was too late. It was already deposited. At this point, so whatever was done already. At this point, now it's only in the realm of Garmi. If you had, you held it was in the realm of Gzela, you would have a chiv to give it back because Gezalakam is Chai Vashava. But Hayos is only in the realm of Garmi, and Garmi is Potsa. So Memeli, you wouldn't have a chiv to give it back. So it is enough Gami, even if you entertain that the depositing a check is not considered Tois Akam, but it's still not Gez Akam. It's only Garmi to an Akam, and it'll have its own set of halachas. All right, I think I ran over time here.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.